from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Ethiopia for 2 days of talks focused on terrorism, human rights, and civil war in South Sudan. The president was welcomed Sunday at the Addis Ababa airport by the Ethiopian prime minister and taken to the U.S. embassy. Before Ethiopia, Mr. Obama spent 2 days in his father's homeland of Kenya. In a speech before his departure, he said Kenya is at a crossroads.
I want to say particularly to the young people here today, Kenya is on the move. Africa is on the move. You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world. And in the light of this new day, we have to learn to see ourselves and one another. We have to see that we are connected. Our fates are bound together.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has visited Ethiopia. Monday, Mr. Obama is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Ethiopian leaders and convene a meeting of East African heads of state. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama makes a visit to the African Union headquarters in Addis before beginning his flight home to Washington. At least 100 Afghan police and border officers have defected to the Taliban and the largest mass surrender since the United States and NATO forces ended their combat mission at the end of last year. The Afghan security forces surrendered late Saturday after clashing with Taliban fighters for 3 days at the Taragan base in Badakhshan province. It's in the remote part of the country. The local police commander was among those who defected, turning over the base's weapons and ammunition. VOA News. At least 13 people were killed in Somalia's capital Sunday when a car bomb exploded outside a hotel that hosts the Chinese and Egyptian embassies. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the blast that targeted the Hotel Jazeera near Mogadishu's international airport. The hotel is often used by members of parliament, journalists, as well as foreign diplomats. The death toll comes from ambulance services who say they also took more than 20 people who were wounded to hospitals. There's no immediate word on the nationalities of those injured or killed. Israeli police clashed Sunday with Palestinian protesters at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. As Jews visited the site, they revere as a Temple Mount on an annual day of mourning. Palestinians threw stones and fireworks at Israeli authorities as police fired stun grenades to quell the protest in Jerusalem's Old City. Security forces briefly entered the mosque to restore calm and lock the demonstrators inside. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry condemned Israeli authorities for what they said were provocative visits by devout Jews to the site. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has delivered a defiant speech on state television Sunday, insisting that while the Syrian army has had to pull back from certain regions for strategic reasons, the government would ultimately prevail. Edward Uranian reports.
The crowd applauded as President Bashar al-Assad described the conflict in Syria as an existential battle against terrorists and outside armies supported by powerful regional and international states. He insisted Syria has not and will not give in to outside pressure.
فالدول المتمسكة بحقوقها لابد وأن تنتصر.
He said countries that stand up for their rights ultimately go on to win their battles. The speech, carried live on Syrian state TV, was repeatedly scrambled by hackers, making parts of it barely intelligible. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Intense fighting erupted Sunday in Yemen for control of the country's largest air base, with the Houthi leader rejecting a call from the Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting the insurgents for a 5-day humanitarian truce. The Houthi chief said a ceasefire would only benefit the Islamic State and al-Qaeda militants. An explosion set off by a female suicide bomber has killed at least 14 people at a market in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say around 50 people were also injured. Officials say the early day blast occurred at the entrance of the market in the town of Domoturu, the capital of Yobe State. No one has claimed responsibility for that attack. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.